The key was adaptation. Rain. A familiar occurrence in many parts of the world. But this is rain at its most extreme. The monsoon. The significance of the monsoon isn't the human discomfort, but how the people here have learned to live with it. I'm travelling to the very epicentre of the monsoon, a place called Cherrapunji, which holds the world record for the highest rainfall in a single year.
Not a new rain. You're from the west of Scotland, you've met rain before, but this is different. It's different rain. It's hard to explain. It's the sheer intensity of it. It just comes barreling down. But also the raindrops are massive. It's almost as if you could fill an egg cup with them. Which means that within minutes you're just soaked. It's pointless with the hood and all the rest of it. I'm soaked. But I really use a brolly like this chap. Very wet. Wet. Just watch, it's very slidey.
Back in West Scotland, where I'm from, the average annual rainfall is over 3 feet. And that might horrify a Californian, but here in Cherrapunji, annual average rainfall is more than 10 times that, between 35 and 40 feet. That's nearly the height of a 4-story building. Streams turn to rivers, and rivers turn to torrents. When you live with so much water, you have to adapt just to get around. And that's exactly what the local Kasi people have done.
Look at this! Isn't this fantastic? Look at it! It's a living bridge. Like, you can see all these roots coming down. Texture is beautiful. I mean, this entire structure is built of growing rubber trees.